River Run Bookstore sits near the center of downtown Portsmouth. It's a bright shop with big windows looking out onto historic Congress Street. Customers Nancy Pollard and Elria Ewing are browsing for replicas of old maps of downtown. They love their local bookseller.
No matter how often you come, it's still very important to know it's here. And yes. We all do.
It's like mother's milk. It's reliable. It's pleasant. I love the way they categorize their stuff and send you little notes.
But this beautiful, airy shop comes with a hefty price tag. The landlord bought the space at the height of the housing bubble, and to make his mortgage, has to charge about $100,000 a year. Looking at trends in the business like e-readers and a down economy, River Run's owner, Tom Holbrook, realized that the space was killing him.
Really, if I was going to do this, it was going to be a complete reset of the store so that we would be on firm footing. And I sort of came to the position that that wasn't possible.
He sent out an email and posted to his website that they would have to close. The response he got surprised him.
Got over 200 emails and dozens of calls, including some customers who adamantly came in and said, whatever it takes to do, we'll do. And so we decided to get a group of people together to talk about it.
So about 10 days later, Holbrook called a meeting to discuss the future of the store. He says that more people showed up than could squish themselves into the space. Out of that meeting came a plan to raise $150,000 of local capital, with 15 investors buying in at $10,000 apiece in exchange for 5% of the store's profits.
So for your investors, like, give me your pitch.
This is a horrible investment.
No, seriously,
I mean, obviously there's plenty of ways to make more and better and safer money.
Despite that tantalizing offer, it took less than a month to find 15 new partners. C.J. Cogswell is the owner of All Make Sew and Vac, just down the street from River Run. He's one of the 15. Cogswell says that his investment isn't about maximizing profit.
Big box stores are killing us, even me. I know my business is a dying breed. You know, so the better that we as small business people can take care of each other, I think that's the best way to start.
Of course, River Run isn't the only shop to benefit from increased interest in local capital. Lots of small-scale experiments are underway across the country and seem to be gaining traction. Julia Eads is the president of the Community Loan Fund. She says that while interest in locavesting is on the rise, it doesn't always come easy.
In some ways, it's always been there. People have, their uncle has invested in their business. But then how do you organize your neighbors to do it sort of like the barn raising of the capital world? There are ways to do that, and people have done that in unsystematic but passionate sort of individual ways.
But even lots of capital can't save a business that doesn't have a viable business plan. So River Run has been looking to make some changes. The real linchpin was when Holbrook found a new space 200 yards away for about half the rent. But he says it's community support that may make them successful again.
When we moved in here, we had approximately 100 volunteers pass boxes of books from one store to the other. And I just keep getting questions. When you move, are you doing a book brigade again? Are you going to do another book brigade? And it's like, yes, only it will be colder this time.
Portsmouth is a different kind of town. Buy local has been a mantra here for some time. And even though the city faces the same economic pressures as elsewhere, it has hung on to its local funkiness. So River Run Books will stick around. It will stay in place for the holiday shopping season and is scheduled to move in January. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.